With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KMLE-FM and HD1 Chandler Phoenix. Your start of the day with Gunner and Cheyenne. Powered by NobleRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
That was Little Big Town with the national anthem this morning. Welcome to Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. And I was looking at the list of birthdays today. And I think if you were born on September 27th, you were meant to be a rock star.
Why is that?
Listen to the names that were born today.
Okay.
Avril Lavigne.
Ooh.
Lil Wayne. Yeah, again, Gwyneth Paltrow, but she's not really a rock star. Some guy, okay, so the guy from Color Me Bad. I want to sex you up.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Calderon. He's, today's his birthday.
Uh-huh.
The lead singer of Third Eye Blind.
Okay.
Stefan Jenkins. Today's his birthday. Meatloaf would have been his birthday today.
Uh-huh.
I would do anything for love.
That was so that
guy,
accurate.
Yeah. Another guy named Greg Hamm. He played the flute in Men at Work's Down Under.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
I like it.
All those guys are celebrating birthdays today.
Wow. What a day to be born.
If today's your birthday, what happened to you? Just kidding. Happy birthday if today's your birthday. Coming up in about an hour, we've got your shot to win a trip for you and the family to get to Disney's Alani Resort and Spa in Hawaii. 4 round trip tickets. Ground transportation, 4 nights hotel, resort credit, all that. And a lifetime of memories. Your shot to win that coming up here in about an hour at 7:08. Then again at 8:08 and 9:08. So with that Disney giveaway that we're doing every weekday for the rest of this week and all next week, we've kind of shifted the dad jokes to be Disney.
We have.
Dad jokes. Also, the trivia question at 6. It normally is a morning riddle, but it is Disney trivia during the duration of this contest. So here you go, Cheyenne.
All right, I'm ready.
Which Full House character voices the 1992 animated movie Aladdin? Oh, I'm sorry, voices Aladdin in the 1992 animated movie Aladdin. He voices the character of Aladdin. Which Full House character does that or did that?
Okay. Can I use the Full House character name if I don't know his real name?
Yeah, I don't expect you to know his real name.
Okay. Good.
Because I looked at the reel and I'm like, huh? Bob Saget? What? Just kidding.
It's not Bob Saget.
No, it's not Bob Saget. So, the character from Full House, he voiced the Aladdin character in the movie Aladdin from 1992. Which character from Full House was that? We'll get you the correct answer to the morning riddle in 6 minutes here on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, your morning trivia question today. Who voiced the character Aladdin in the Disney 1992 animated movie Aladdin? Just looking for the character on the show. Which Full House character? So which character on the Full House show? Which Full House character voices the 1992 animated movie Aladdin and the character Aladdin in that movie?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark on this, and it's not because I've done process of elimination. I know it's not Bob Saget.
Right.
I know it's not John Stamos.
Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse, because you said you looked at the name and you were like, who? So I do have a guess from process of elimination.
All right. Let me read some of the incorrect guesses.
Okay.
Text the 480, Dave Coulier, who plays Uncle Joey. That is incorrect. I guess if first John Stamos, that is incorrect.
Uh-huh.
The rest are all correct. And there are people that know his real name, which I'm impressed.
Wow.
Very impressed. All right, Cheyenne, which Full House character voices Aladdin in the 1992 animated movie Aladdin?
Is it the guy who plays Steve?
The guy who plays Steve is correct.
Oh, yeah!
Bonus points if you know his real name.
No, I know.
Scott Wagner.
Oh, okay.
Wanger? I think Scott Wagner. Anyway, a lot of Steve's, a lot of DJ's boyfriends, a lot of Steve Wanger's. Nice job.
I can hear his voice. I've seen Aladdin so many times that I can hear his voice see his face.
Which came first, Aladdin or Full House?
I don't know, actually. Because 1992, I was one.
Yeah, Full House started in 91.
Oh, okay.
I believe. And then this movie came out in 92. So I did look at the crossover. There's a little bit of crossover there.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't like one came before the other.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. He voiced Aladdin. Of course, the genie was voiced by... Robin Williams.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy, rest in peace.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do the Disney trivia again tomorrow morning at 6 here on Camel Country. Your next shot to win a family trip to Disney's Alani down in Hawaii is coming up at 7:08 here on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, appreciate you having us on this morning. Your first opportunity today to get in to win a trip to Disney's Alani in Hawaii is on the way at 7:08 this morning. Then again at 8:08 and 9:08. Kale.
Ooh.
Heard of kale? You know what kale is?
Yeah, I like kale.
You like kale?
Yeah, I like kale salads. Yeah, I do.
Well, because it's loaded with dressing and all sorts of other stuff,
no.
Right? Would you ever take a wad of kale and...
I wouldn't take a wad of lettuce and bite into it
either.
That's
much better than kale, though.
It's because it's water.
Man, I remember when kale became a thing, like, years ago. I'm like, what is this all about? So then I bought a, like, loaf of it or whatever out of the produce section of Walmart. Opened the bag. I'm like, woof! What is this? Disgusting. How often do you eat kale?
I eat kale like in my salads a couple times a week. A
couple times a week?
Yeah.
But it's mixed with other stuff. Is it straight kale or you mix it with
no,
lettuce?
I mean, no, it's mixed with other lettuces, yeah, but so I like the kale.
You gotta add flavor.
There's no flavor in lettuce. It's like water.
Well, I will say kale tastes like just grabbing grass out of the ground and eating grass. That's what kale tastes like. At least with iceberg lettuce, it is pretty much water, right? There's a little bit more flavor to it.
It dulls it down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of waters it. It dilutes it a little bit. I bring kale up because there's a study done in England that I don't know how they get this done, but there's a fetus, right, that's growing inside mom in her womb. And somehow got kale down to the fetus, exposed the baby in the womb to this kale. And even fetuses hated it. They scowled. How do they do that, first of all?
Ultrasound.
Well, ultrasound, but how do they get the kale into the womb?
She eats it.
Oh, she eats it?
Yeah, what did you think they did?
I thought they dropped like a, you know, like when you're getting hair out of your drain in the bathroom. You got like a long stick with a hook and you just got to drop it down the drain.
Tell me
so
you
it
did.
So it goes down like a esophagus or somewhere. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Nor a dietitian. I have no idea.
Please tell me.
Okay, so, but how does...
Because
so the mom needs to fully eat only kale for a while, right? Because, I mean...
No, all she would have to do was eat kale and let her body process it, get it down.
So
what the umbilical cord is for.
Okay, so the baby, the nutrients through the umbilical cord. But how do they know that it's the kale and not what she ate? Like after that for dinner or something. So she had to have eaten only kale for
she probably
like
fasted.
All day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, okay. Well, you can't fast with a baby, can you? Because then you're deprived of its nutrients.
Well, oh, not necessarily because you still have to do fasting labs. Like she probably fasted for a small amount of time.
Okay.
And then went in to do the study. I mean, she was being monitored by doctors. It's
right.
Not like she was just doing it on her own.
But, so then the baby had nothing. Then all of a sudden had kale and the baby's like, get this out of me. And the baby can't do anything about it. It's getting shoved into his belly through the umbilical cord. No joke. I thought they shoved a stick with kale at the end
of it.
You
did. There's no way. You thought that was real. Plunging it down.
I'm like, well, what about the little embryonic sac or whatever you call it? You know, are you popping that? How do you get it in there?
Mom's like, so like, hold on a second.
Yeah. So my point to bringing this up is that the fetus scowled at it, right? So he's scowling at the kale. Now you as an adult enjoy kale. Not that you were this fetus and scowled at the kale.
Right.
But there's things that you think you hate or you say you hate, but then you ultimately love after trying it.
Right.
Right? Is that the case with you with kale?
No. No, I don't think I've ever really disliked kale. I just eat it.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me. I would say that I love it. It doesn't bother me.
What is something that you thought you hated? Until you tasted it, then.
Pheasant. You laugh. I'm not kidding. There's
Jeffrey Dahmer eating pheasants. Oh,
what?
Peasants.
Not peasant. Pheasant. The bird.
All right. So pheasant. The bird.
Yes.
You thought you hated it?
Yeah. Yeah. Growing up, my dad used to hunt pheasants, and I told my mom, I hate it. I don't want to eat it. So my mom would just tell me it was chicken. And then one day she was like, that's actually pheasant. And I was like, oh, it's actually really good.
Well, it's good that you didn't hate her forever for it.
I know.
You know.
But pheasant is something that I swore I hated.
Yeah.
Until I realized.
Now you love it?
Yeah. Now I love it.
Hey, so Camel Nation, what is it with you? What is something that you said you hated for so long, and then maybe somebody suckered you into it, hid it from you, you finally tasted it, but now you love it. Text us your story at 2210.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
What did you say you hated, but after you tried it, you now love it? Happens with my wife all the time. She hates pickles.
Yeah.
And she refuses to eat a pickle, and I swear, I don't think ever in her life she's ever had a pickle. And I'm like, just try it. Just try it. You'll like it. She refuses to try the pickle, Cheyenne. It did happen with guacamole, though.
Really?
She says she hated avocado. She hated guacamole. I made her try it once. And she's like, yeah.
Absolutely.
We always get a side of guacamole now when we go to the Mexican restaurant.
Well, that's good. Now it's time to try a pickle.
I agree.
Yeah.
I say we hold her down sometime and just shove a pickle in her mouth.
That is not something that I will do, but you can do that.
Sounds like a fun weekend activity.
Let me know how that goes for you.
Talking about this today because it came across a study that was done that found that even fetuses hate kale and scowl when they were exposed to it in the womb, which when I read this, I had it in my mind that they just kind of shoved a stick up with some kale at the end of it and put it in the front of the kid's nose, and he's just like, yeah. But the way Cheyenne explained it makes a lot more sense.
Yes, it does.
Because when the baby's in the little sack in the womb, not much can go in there. So the only way to get anything into its body is for the mom to eat it, and then goes through the umbilical cord, and then as that happened, the baby's like, ugh.
Wasn't being plunged into the baby.
Baby's like, what is this thing penetrating the sack? What is that at the end of the stick?
That's interesting.
Scowls at it. What is that grass? Nasty. But what did you say you hated, but after you tried it, you now love it? Texts are coming in at 22108. Text to the 602, onion rings.
Why did you ever think you didn't like those?
It says, I hated onion rings until I ate the onion rings from Texas Roadhouse.
Mm.
Now, was it like onion in general? Because I think a lot of people have that issue with like they hate onions,
yes,
right? Then they think, ugh, onions in like breading, that's disgusting. But man, you deep fry, you throw some breading on there, deep fry it.
Good onion rings are a weakness of mine. It doesn't matter how full I am. You put onion rings in front of me, I'm going to eat it.
Text to the 801, sushi. My high school girlfriend told me to try it out, otherwise she would break up with me.
I'm glad you succumbed to the peer pressure.
I didn't want that to happen, so I sucked down a tuna roll, and it was delicious.
Yes, so good.
Text of the 480, country music. Yeah, something I did not like, tasted it, now I'm hooked.
Good. Yeah. Well, welcome to the dark side.
Text from the 505, I ate shark for the first time, and it was amazing. Once my husband told me what it was, it came right back up. So do you still like it or no? Text of the 480, salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Text of the 480, I can't stand mayo, and I can't stand ranch, and for like the past 6 months, I've been eating cheese curds at Buffalo Wild Wings, and they've been serving me the sauce that was really good with the cheese curds. And then I found out it had mayo and ranch in it.
Terrible separate, but together, it's magical.
Don't hurt you, right? Text of the 480, I was 28 before I tried chicken.
What?
Because I swore I wasn't going to like it. Probably similar to you and the pheasant, though.
I guess,
you know,
yeah.
It's a white meat. Finally had my first chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, and I was hooked.
Oh, yeah.
There's another country music one. Not food, but country music.
I've heard that before.
Didn't think you'd like it, but then you tried it, and it was good. Text the 480, mushrooms. Never even cared to try them. My boyfriend made them for me stuffed with cream cheese and bacon, and now I love them.
That sounds so good.
You know what's good are the sautéed ones from the keg?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are so good. Text of the 909. When I was younger, my grandfather used to have liver and onions for breakfast. And I swore I hated them just because of the smell. He had me try them, and I realized how much I love them. And to this day, anytime I have liver and onions, it reminds me of that day that he made me try them.
Aww, that's sweet.
My dad used to make sauerkraut. He'd like heat it up in the microwave. It would just stink up the house.
Sauerkraut smells terrible. Ugh.
But then I had it on a hot dog one drunken night in downtown Seattle. And I was like, this is so good.
I don't think I've ever had sauerkraut.
You never have?
I don't think I have.
Oh, let's get you on that. You put on a hot dog with onions and tomato and ketchup and mustard.
I mean, it sounds...
Big old Costco dog with sauerkraut on it.
Mm. Oh, I mean, I would try that. So I just never have wanted to.
A lot of texts we didn't get to. Thank you so much for all those texts today.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
I'll get a few more of these texts that have been coming in. Stragglers coming in on what you used to think you hated until you tried it. Now you love it. Text coming in at 22108. Somebody said Cheyenne's voice.
I had a sneaking suspicion that something like that would come.
Your voice, your laugh,
yeah,
your snort.
It's a lot. I'm a lot to handle. I get it.
But there's only one of you, Cheyenne.
that's true.
That's what makes you you.
Aww.
You know?
Thanks.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been able to use this one, but.
Cheyenne, that's so you.
Give it to us, Cheyenne. Come on. There it is. Bit a little bit. Text at the 602, frog legs.
Okay. I've heard those taste like a lot like chicken. I've never had them.
Yeah, me neither. Same thing with like cow tongue.
I have had cow tongue. I hate it.
It's like from like bashes. I think I've seen that at the in the meat.
No.
In the butcher.
No. like tacos, like going and getting lengua tacos. To me, it's very
lengua.
It's cow tongue in Spanish.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. Don't order that.
I just got back from Mexico. I did not order that. I don't remember seeing it on the menu. But
I don't like the texture of it. It's just like soft and spongy, and I don't like it. But a lot of people do.
Text of the 480, pig tongue. So good.
Interesting. I feel like it would be the same as cow tongue.
Probably similar.
Yeah.
But probably tastes like bacon. text of the 773. Coffee.
Is that a pig joke?
Coffee as of 2 days ago. I'm 33.
You didn't have coffee for that amount of time?
Maybe it's been like monster energy. I feel like you need caffeine.
Especially if
we're up this early.
Yes.
You need caffeine. Text the 480, my coworker's kisses.
Okay, wait. what? I need way more detail. Hang on.
I used to think I'd hate it, but now I love it. My coworker's kisses.
Are you dating? I have so many questions.
Maybe he or she's not a looker, but man, the kisses.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
On the heels of the announcement as to who's playing at the Super Bowl halftime show, which will be right here in Glendale coming up February 2023, which was Rihanna.
Yes.
They have announced that the Pro Bowl is no more.
What?
It's the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl is a game that is always played the weekend ahead of the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's got to fill the gap between the end of the season and the Super Bowl, right? So there's still something there that you could enjoy. And the Pro Bowl is basically the all-star game of the NFL.
Yeah.
Where they fan voted their favorite players, usually the like a Kyler Murray, the big names, Tom Brady. You know, if they're not playing in the Super Bowl, they'll play in the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Well, that is no more, which is not shocking to me. If you've ever watched the Pro Bowl, they don't play that hard because they don't want to get injured.
Yeah, which makes, it makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean, how could it be a competitive football game? How can you bet on that when the players aren't playing their hardest?
It's what makes it fun. Like, who wants it less?
Okay, you watch the defensive line and the offensive line. Once they say hike, they just stand up and watch the play pretty much.
I mean, I can't blame them. It's a fun game. It's a fun game of pigskin.
And normally it was down in Honolulu. I think it's been in Vegas or Tampa. I don't know. It's been in some sunny places, right?
Yes.
So the players love flying to the sunny places, interacting with the other players. Then the Pro Bowl happens, which they half rear it, you know. Anyway, so that has gone away. So it's going to be turning into a flag football game between the AFC and the NFC. So, I mean, they picked
that's
up on it.
That's fun.
No, I think it will be.
Yeah.
You know, so then, you know, if you're not wearing the equipment, there's nobody that's going to go and try and hit hard or something, you know.
Oh, I think that will be fun.
There's also going to be a week's worth of other competitions leading up to that flag football game between the NFC and the AFC.
Like what?
Just kind of skills challenges. You know, there's
that would be really cool.
You know how the NBA does, like, the slam dunk competition?
Yeah.
And they've done it before, but like the quarterback challenge where you have the quarterbacks hitting moving targets and stuff like that. So there's going to be stuff like that going on.
It's like Columbine?
That's where the school shooting happened.
No, I know that.
The Combine.
Combine. That's what it is. I know that. I knew that I was on the right path. But
yeah, there's different skills challenges. Yeah, it'll be something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be so cool.
It's going to be going down in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium on February 5th, which is ahead of the Super Bowl, which, of course, right here at State Farm Stadium in Glendale. And fingers still crossed that the Cardinals can turn it around.
I mean, we can all hope.
I got my fingers crossed and my toes crossed.
That's a lot of cross.
Yeah, and they're going to be crossed for the remainder of the season. I'll lose circulation and probably lose my fingers because it's not going to happen.
Wow, Negative Nancy.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
I on the street today at Disney's Alani in Hawaii. Grab your phone and text us this code word.
It's Pluto. P-L-U-T-O. Pluto.
Which we did see Pluto down at Alani when we were down there.
We did, with his Hawaiian shirt and all.
Yeah, I love it. All right, text the word Pluto to 22108, and you'll be able to win the trip to Disney's Alani for the entire family. Includes airfare, ground transportation, 4 nights at Alani, and resort credit. Again, text the word Pluto to 22108. Which you can participate in the, it's called Rainbow Reef, which is a little area within the resort area where they just kind of, they put reef and fish, and you get to put a snorkel in and goggles and go float around and look at all the tropical fish in the safety of the resort. Don't have to be worried about, like, being gobbled up by a shark while you're in there.
Your
like,
most irrational that fear.
It's not irrational.
It is pretty when irrational. You're in the ocean,
they're out there. So you can go and snorkel with the fish yes. without the worry of being gobbled up by a blue whale or a great white shark or a tiger shark or anything else that are, you know, sea dragons or whatever else is out there
sea
in the ocean.
Dragon.
The ocean is a big, scary place. There's parts of that ocean that we have yet to discover that's and true. Certain creatures under there that they have yet to unveil and discover, right?
Okay, you're not wrong.
I'm the one guy that's going to go out there and snorkel and get eaten by some crazy
sea dragon.
Dragon that they haven't like revealed and documented yet. That is my luck, Cheyenne. But you can do the Rainbow Reef and go swim with all the tropical fish, which I did put my phone in a little waterproof device case.
Yes.
And we did do that. So I'll get that up on our Instagram at Gunner and Cheyenne here in just a moment.
It was pretty cool.
It was cool. I mean, we were only in there for like 5 minutes.
I think that's all you need. Claustrophobic, yeah.
It is. That, I don't do the snorkel thing. And yeah. I'm with you, man. It was weird trying to figure out the whole just breathing out of my mouth and not out my nose thing.
It was weird. And then my anxiety started to kick in. Like I felt like there was, But other than that, it was really cool.
It was
cool.
Great. It was gorgeous.
It was
we'll
cool.
get the video up on our Instagram at Gunner and Cheyenne.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, we appreciate you so much for having us on this morning. And if you look at the calendar, it is Tuesday, and it's a Tuesday tradition. Tuesday Confessions.
My
here we
Tuesday
go.
Confession. Just send us an anonymous text in Gunner and Cheyenne. We'll help you get it off your chest. My Tuesday Confession.
Yeah, text us anonymously at 22108. Drop that confession into our texting inbox. It's a win-win for everybody, Cheyenne. You text it in, you feel better texting it in and hearing it on the radio. That's a proven fact.
It is.
And a non-existent study that we paid for.
Non-existent. It exists in our head.
In our heads. Then 9 out of 10 members of Camel Nation feel better after texting us on Tuesday Confessions. And the second win is that we feel great laughing. At your confession.
Exactly.
Because the confessions that come in are so good.
Y'all are just funny.
And we're looking forward to it. Right now, you can text us anonymously at 22108. No names, no area codes. Your confessions, they're coming up next here in Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, here we go with Tuesday Confessions, one of our favorite segments of the week. Can every day be Tuesday so we can do this every day?
I wish.
So good. All right, you can text us anonymously at 22108 if there is something that you just kind of want to get off your chest. Maybe it happened last week. Maybe it happened 6 years ago.
But it's still just, it's like an itch you just got to scratch.
That's right. Get that monkey out the back.
Yep.
You've been sitting on it, thinking about it every day. Well, text it to us. Let us all enjoy it.
Okay? Without knowing that it's you.
Stop being selfish. Yeah, no names, no area codes. Here you go. Text coming in at 22108. Text, I love my wife so much. However, I hate how much attention she gets every day. I want some. I'm hot.
I'm sure you are, sir. I'm sure you are.
Text, I ate my boss's lunch yesterday from the cooler. He accused the labor hand of doing it.
Aww.
Text, I used to work at a Little Caesar's Pizza. And we used to close at 10 p.m. So at like 9:30, I would go into the restroom and make a fake big pizza order because, of course, they weren't going to pick it up. And I was able to take home free pizza.
Can't let that's it, actually genius.
Yeah, I can't let it go to waste, yeah, Cheyenne.
That's so smart.
I thought of you when I saw this one come in, Cheyenne.
Okay. Why?
I hope there's a connection here.
Okay.
Text. I work in property management, and when I see certain residents coming into the office, I pretend like I have to go to the bathroom so I don't have to talk to them, and I let my coworker take it. LOL.
Well, there's a reason why I'm going into my room.
Is that your apartment complex? They see Cheyenne coming, and she bolts for the bathroom.
Probably.
The pool is green again!
For the 18th time this summer. Jeez, that's a topic you don't even want to get me started on.
Text, when goodbye cards are passed around the office, I used to use a different pen and write messages from made up people. Example, bye John, I'll never forget our late night nude chess games. Love, Brian. That's genius.
That's so smart.
Text, when someone in a company branded vehicle drives like a jerk, I leave the company a 1-star review on Google.
Well, I kind of like that, actually.
That's like the modern thing.
Yeah.
Remember, they used to have like stickers on the back of the vehicle.
How's
my driving?
Yeah. Well, let me just call and let them know.
No more. That's old days, Cheyenne. Yeah. Now it's leave it a 1-star review on Google. Oh.
So smart.
Text, while moving out of the house my ex-wife and I owned together, I discovered a large bag in the back of the cupboard containing all the collected hair that my ex-wife had ever combed out of our two cats. Conclusive proof, if I ever needed it, that she was indeed crazy.
That is disgusting.
Well, I mean, if you were wondering while packing up if she was crazy, and then you find the hair, there's your conclusive evidence, right? All the hair she ever combed out
from
of the cat.
From the cat, not the kids, the cat.
Well, I mean, both are bad.
It's both weird, but it's even more weird that it's cats.
I think it's all even level. Dogs, cats, guinea pigs, kids. You're saving all the hair. It's all on the same level, Cheyenne. Final one here. Text, I once got my annual salary paid in 1 month.
Oh.
Wow. No one contacted me from payroll. I emailed them a few days later, but put a comma rather than a dot in the email address so it would fail to send. So then I would have proof that I had told them. That was 8 years ago. Nobody's ever contacted me.
Stop!
That's actually brilliant.
Stop!
I mean, I guess it's not honest, you know? You accidentally put the comma at the .com, the comma-com, and they never get it.
And they never said anything.
Yeah, but you tried to tell them.
You did.
You tried.
Wow.
That is Tuesday Confessions. Thank you so much for those texts today.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Yeah, we mentioned just a little bit ago, 4 days to the end of monsoon season, which means it is that time of year, pumpkin spice season. I know you're not a big fan, Cheyenne.
I'm not.
But you are a fan of the fall, though. You like
I love the fall.
Fluffy sweater scarves and all that stuff.
My blanket scarves. I love them. I love fall. I love everything about fall.
Except for the pumpkin spice.
I just don't care for pumpkin spice.
Google Trends just did a big roundup of all the pumpkin spice products that we've been Googling. And it turns out here's the results of what each state is Googling more than the other state when it comes to pumpkin spice. Okay. Pennsylvania. They like pumpkin spice vodka.
Ew.
I didn't even know they had a pumpkin spice vodka.
I mean, they're pumpkin martinis and stuff. So, I mean, that would make sense.
I don't drink martinis, so I didn't know that. Pumpkin spice vodka.
Ew.
What would you put that in?
I don't know.
Or would it be for strictly
I think
for the martini?
Maybe just for a martini. Hmm. Or, I don't know, some other pumpkin drink I would never have.
Sounds gross. Washington State can't stop Googling pumpkin spice cup of noodles.
What is wrong with Washington
That's
State?
That's why we left, Cheyenne.
It is. That was specific reason. That's why.
So Indiana weird. And Connecticut, they're in a pumpkin spice spam.
I like spam, but that's weird.
Nevada, pumpkin spice milk. California, pumpkin spice baguettes.
What?
Oregon, pumpkin spice white Russian.
So okay.
White Russian with a little pumpkin spice in it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you use the pumpkin spice
vodka for.
Vodka for.
I don't know.
So white Russian, how do you make that?
I have no idea.
Right here in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Pumpkin spice cold foam.
Okay.
Is that like the cold foam? Is that what you get at Starbucks?
You can, yeah. Okay. I have heard that Dunkin' Donuts has a really good pumpkin spice cold foam. I personally have never had it.
That makes more sense than like a pumpkin spice latte. Which,
yes.
Or, you know, like the hot latte. A pumpkin spice cold foam here. It's always sunny and hot.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Drink.
You know what makes sense for Hawaii?
What?
Which is where Disney Alani is at. Iced pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, okay. That does make a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Very humid there right now.
Very humid. There's also a Starbucks right across the street.
That's so you can go true.
Enjoy that iced pumpkin spice latte if you win this trip to Disney Alani, which we got your shot to win it. It's a trip for you and the whole family. 9:08, your next shot to get in to win.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne on Demand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.